This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy, everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked, you make the coffee, and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology, again, with my brew technology knowledge. It's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best-reviewed coffee press on the planet. At just under $50, and with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel-oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50, and we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's aeropress.com/allfantasy, and use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy, and be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-through, toss the French press, and say yes to better mornings fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
There it is.
The podcast that was discussing goings on just before you tuned in to join us.
Political and otherwise.
Yeah, pop culture and otherwise. Oh, yeah. That's the case. Well, we're here in the Fortress of Solid Dudes.
Heck.
For G's and Crow's sake.
For G's D's.
For gosh darn it.
For cheese and rice.
For gal dern. I don't got any. I curse.
I just ate my controlled portion 300 calorie meal, and I am unsatisfied.
I just ate a Jersey Mike's, and
it looked so fucking good.
It was really good.
God, I love New Jersey Michael's.
I had a Boar's Head sandwich from Ralph's.
He did. We bought a grocery store sandwich.
Why are you doing this to yourself,
Joe? You can talk whenever. By the way,
great.
You
don't have to wait. Yeah. I put a leftover salad into an omelet that I made.
Damn,
that's nice. A good idea.
Yeah. Was it like a Greek salad at least, or something like that, or just like a wet leaf?
It was a kale, peppery, tomato salad. It worked.
I see the vision.
It ended up working. Yeah. Put some string cheese in there. Melt it nicely on top.
Oh, you just ate some string cheese.
I did. I had some string cheese too.
Was that part of the controlled experiment or whatever?
No, this was the me trying to mitigate the dissatisfaction I felt.
I see. This was supplemental.
Yeah. This was like, motherfuck. So I'm like not in a terrible mood the entire podcast. All right. What's your fucking pick?
Yeah. No, I feel you.
What is it? Like the smallest amount of chicken breast you've ever seen?
That chicken got small titties.
It got small titty. That small titty chicken breast.
A teaspoon of chicken breast. A
teaspoon of titty makes the chicken go down.
What? Say that again. What'd you say? Teaspoon of titty, and then I just did it.
Oh, I said a teaspoon of titty makes the chicken go down.
Yeah, you've heard that before, Sean.
You know the saying.
Common.
It's a
nursery rhyme.
Yeah, it's a nursery rhyme. Yeah.
from school.
The Brothers Grimm. Sean S. Jordan is in the Fortress of Solitude. Tweaking dials right now.
You know?
Trying to crack the code.
Over here in the lab. Dial tweaker from way back.
Popping that safe, dude.
Selling copper wire.
Over here in the lab, just cooking up some marvelous shit to make your mouth water.
There it is.
Are those ones and twos?
Yeah, yeah.
He's on ones and twos.
There's a three and a four on there, too, but we don't touch those.
Of course not.
We don't touch.
Well, they all get touched.
Yeah, he does touch. You do touch the three and four.
Yeah, they touch the
robot
ones, the
nipples.
The threes,
that's what I call them. It's another nursery rhyme.
Do robots have nipples?
Is that an Isaac Asimov book?
Is.
Do robots have nipples? Electric robot stream of nipples.
Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Seen a lot of those.
A lot of those out there.
Nice, like copycat killers.
Popping up.
What do you got coming up? What can we tell the people about?
It's just the same nothing. Same,
just religion,
you know,
dude.
Listen
just
to this. Yeah, I can tell you about a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Lose change. Zeitgeist.
Uh-huh.
Some documentaries you need to watch.
Pop them open.
Yeah, yeah. Go in there and change your life.
Go Zeitgeist 2. Mm-hmm. Zeitgeist 3, bruv.
We watched Zeitgeist 1 and 2. You
it's
and
been
I.
a long weekend. We did.
Mm-hmm.
Was I stoned? I feel like I was.
Should have been.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I was.
No, don't watch those. I have an album called The Buck Starts Here. Please acquire that. Purchase it if you would like. Stream it. Do whatever.
Got to.
And, you know, be cool. Be cool to each other.
Be cool out there. Be excellent to each other.
Be excellent to each other.
Be well. You're like a turquoise mom.
Yeah, just be cool.
Dude, I would love if like later in life, maybe like in the next 15 years, you start getting really into turquoise.
It's going to start with like a slide tie.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be like a belt buckle.
Like a bolo tie?
Then it's going to be
You're going to call it your yellow tie though.
Yeah, yeah.
Elbow people.
Is turquoise expensive?
Lifestyle is.
Yeah. I really was at a loss. I bet you could go to Marshall's and find some turquoise.
The lifestyle is expensive.
No way.
You got to get a place in New Mexico.
Yeah, you go to Santa Fe.
Yeah.
And you really got to set up a whole new situation for yourself.
Right.
I feel like I got to burn a different kind of incense.
The wind chime overhead is crazy.
Yeah. Like
you got to get different wind chimes and a lot of them.
I feel like I need one of Seasonal. Those coats that's also a blanket.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, like one of the poncho ones?
I need to say Adobe way more.
If
I'm going to be wearing.
Adobe, Adobo.
Yeah. Adomian.
Adomian.
Yeah. You got to get some hats that are really going to make old you angry.
I just realized when you said that I thought that turquoise was topaz.
Could be, for all I know, as
what
well.
What is topaz?
But isn't topaz just topaz like
a turquoise? Is that, for lack of a better word, turquoise colored mineral?
Yeah.
Like a blue.
Well, like a green blue.
Topaz is like an old.
You might call it turquoise.
Yeah.
Topaz is just a different mineral that's like a different, like,
are you
same kind
topaz?
Of Southwestern.
Yeah. So that's turquoise.
That's turquoise.
That's what
right
I thought.
There.
Oh, now look up topaz.
Topaz is this dude.
It might not be
topaz. Topaz can be all sorts of colors.
Okay.
Okay.
Of course, because it's a silicate mineral of aluminum and fluorine with a chemical formula aluminum 2, silicon, oxygen 4.
Duh. Not even what I was thinking.
Didn't even look at it.
That's what I was thinking initially.
Duh. It's the November mineral.
Yeah, this was off the top of the dome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the November.
The November mineral.
What are you? What's your mineral?
It's my forthcoming novel. You can get it in literally any airport
you and Grisham,
nowhere else.
You and Grisham teamed up.
John Grisham and Ian Carmel.
I've been waiting for this.
The November mineral.
The November mineral.
He's been dead for 20 years. I'm still writing books with him.
Oh, that's tight. You
There's
said it's only going to be
in helicopter, huh?
Only in airports?
Yeah, yeah. It's the only place you can buy
of
it.
Of course.
But literally every airport.
Oh, yeah. Every single one of them.
That's right. Not only is Sean Jordan here, for gosh sake, because he faded every Friday at Mid-City Arts Center.
Yeah.
In the ocean. It's in
Northern,
the ocean.
Northern San Diego.
Northern San Diego.
Some people call it Mid-City Los Angeles.
Yeah. We're also joined by Joe Quazala in the fortress today.
The fortress.
Hello.
Today.
Hi.
What's up, Doug?
Happy to be here.
Thanks for coming. We set this up.
This is a quick.
This was, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
How quickly we could make this happen.
That's really how we do all our business.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Real
we
quick.
We only book other podcast guests in the middle of a previous podcast. So it's hectic.
Well, I timed this perfectly.
You really did. You the reason you hit us up is auspicious and wonderful. Why don't you tell the people?
So
tell them.
I have a Comedy Central half hour special coming out very soon. November 8th, Friday, November 8th, 11 p.m. Eastern. And that's coming up soon. So I got to make those podcast rounds.
You got to make
really
the
do.
Rounds.
You know I got to make the rounds.
Us. Chapo Trap House. Come Town.
My favorite murder, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try to do shows that don't have guests typically. I'm trying to get on Radiolab.
Yeah, good.
Just like chiming in every once in a while.
You should do a This American Life.
The Dissect podcast on Frank Ocean. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's... I'm getting in on Bill Burr's podcast.
Monday morning?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Monday morning. I'm like, hey, Bill. And he's like, could you get
Billy,
out of here?
Hey,
my man, the Burr, double B. Loves it. He loves it.
He's very, he's affable and enjoys company.
Yeah. he would love me.
He would love it. That's amazing. So it's going to be November 8th on Comedy Central.
Yes, correct. 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
And that's a Friday.
Have yourselves a little party.
Have yourselves a little watch party.
We did
and
it you know when what? Shane Torres had his.
Yes, we did.
And
it was so fun. Has his.
Right here.
And if you're listening, something. Set your damn DVR.
Yep. Set that DVR.
Friggin' watch
bitch.
It. You stupid assholes.
Fucking, mother, you're not my real
set
dad.
Set the motherfucking
Jeremy.
Thing.
How about that?
My dad's in prison.
You yeah, creep. Man. You creeps.
You wouldn't know what the fuck to do in prison, but my dad does.
He's thriving. My dad's thriving in prison. Okay?
His sleep apnea is gone. It's gone.
It has changed his life.
You never
shrivel up and
back.
Die in prison.
He knows how to fix toasters now.
He can make license plates. Can you do that?
What else do you have? What else can people fuck with you?
Oh, I have
Joe K. Joe K. on Twitter.
At Joe K. Joe K. on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Joe Kwa, J-O-E-K-W-A on Instagram.
There it is.
And they can also, if they're, I've got a weird podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Called Who Cares About the Rock Hall? Acknowledging that nobody cares about this institution, but I do.
Yeah.
And really it's a show. If you like music, you can listen to, but we kind of look at things through the lens of this strange thing that is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Weird electoral body. Yeah.
Yes. It's a very strange thing. And right now is like the nominations just came out. It is That's like, we right. are in like the thick of it in terms of the Rock Hall meaning anything.
So did you know they let tour buses park there because they rock?
What?
No, that's true. They let tour
well, like
buses.
If the vans are rocking? I don't know, because you were full of beans on the like previous.
It's hard to park a tour bus, but like if you're in
I'll be right back.
If you're in Cleveland and you got a tour and you're on tour, they'll let your bus park there.
Oh, well, that's a nice service that they do for the city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, I have that.
That information you mean?
Yeah. Ian's gone and I'm scared. I'm going to be yeah. honest.
Does he do this often? Just gets
yeah,
up and leaves?
Man, he's not going to be back.
We all just
tomorrow.
Roll the dice.
Okay.
Is there anybody, like anyone getting in this year where you're like, I don't know about
well,
all that?
Well, we don't know who's getting in yet.
Okay.
So we have the list of nominees.
Any
so that's,
noms
that's
where you're like,
the
come
ballot.
On.
Yes. Dave Matthews Band is on the ballot. And
you
I
don't
think
they
is,
should be. Huh?
That is wild as hell.
That guy scats, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah, he does a lot of like, oh, here.
He was a baby. Big deal.
He was a big deal, but if you also look at the other names on that list, where it's like Notorious B.I.G., Whitney Houston, T-Rex.
What?
You're like, oh, we're not, no, now's not the time for Dave Matthews. Like, you have to wait a little bit. He just became eligible last year. He's not like first few years eligibility.
How old is Dave Matthews?
He has probably got to be around 50.
So to bring you up to speed,
yeah,
Dave Matthews is on the inductee list or
the ballot,
on the ballot,
the nominee list for the Rock
Hall of Fame
this
year.
So do they go from like, do they consider when you made your seminal work?
It's no, what it is,
when
it's
you started as a
25
band.
Years after your first released recording, no matter what it was.
Okay.
You know, so it could be a single, it could be an EP, it could be a record.
So Dave and Biggie released their shit in the same year.
Actually, Dave is 1 year ahead of him. His first release is like some weird live album,
okay.
But then Ready to Die was 94.
Okay.
Well, did I see people were mad because Biggie didn't get nominated or something?
No,
like
no,
that?
No. He got nominated.
Oh, he did get nominated.
So it's a first year eligible.
Oh, cool.
So he might be what we call an FYE. First year eligible gets right into the Hall of Fame immediately.
Yeah. I mean, he exploded out of the cannon.
No reason that he shouldn't.
Yeah. And Tupac was a few years ago.
Yeah. Then they have to make Biggie.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
that's a statement.
Otherwise,
then the feud pops
back,
boils back up
again.
Yeah.
Then we got to kill New York.
Oh, I already feel the old flames fading.
They're rekindling.
Yeah. The winds of change.
But I suspect Biggie will get in this year.
It would be shocking.
Who else? That, so who else is on there? Biggie?
So on the list this year, let's see if I can do all 16.
Okay.
Todd Rundgren.
All right.
Oh, Rufus yeah. and Chaka Khan.
Yes.
MC5.
Whoa.
Kraftwerk. Soundgarden,
I like Kraftwerk,
Nine Inch Nails, Judas Priest, Notorious B.I.G., Whitney Houston, T-Rex, Thin Lizzy, Motorhead, Dave Matthews Band, Pat Benatar, and a few, the Doobie Brothers.
Whoa, they're not in yet?
They're
Whitney
not in.
Whitney Houston's like not Alan. In the Rock and Roll Hall
I know,
Hall of
so
Fame.
That's the thing about the hall.
Yeah, and it feels like there's stiff competition.
Whitney's got to be in, right?
How many people get in?
5 to 6
out of all of them.
Yeah, out of 16.
Well, how many times has Whitney been? Sorry, how many times
Whitney's
has she
never
been
nominated? Been nominated. This is Whitney's first nomination.
What in the world?
Yeah, right. And she's been eligible. Not, she's been eligible for about 10 years.
Because it's not rock and roll.
That might be why.
Yeah. I mean, it's still
either
rock
Biggie
and roll
or Tupac
to David.
Yeah, good point, right?
But the thing is, yeah, their definition. I mean, Donna Summer's in, so like their definition of rock and roll is pretty expansive.
Yeah, like Otis Redding or somebody.
Wait,
in there?
No, yes. What is their definition of rock and roll?
It's basically anything that the youth are listening to.
Okay,
you know,
devil music.
Yeah,
I mean, if Kraftwerk's on the ballot, you know.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah, Kraftwerk rules. They're maybe the biggest snub if you think about influence. Like
massively,
there's,
right?
There's no electronic music in pop without Kraftwerk. Like they really set the stage for that.
This shit is earnestly fascinating.
Yeah.
So it's called Who cares
about the Rock Hall? Yeah.
I do now.
Yeah.
I did.
That's the thing is
3 minutes ago.
People come in and they're like, oh, who cares? But you could talk about this shit for hours and we do.
Yeah. Oh, it's fascinating. Tune in.
Tune in. Bro, mental
trainers. University. That's fucking awesome. So check out the special on November 8th.
Correct.
Comedy Central.
Bam.
Listen to Who Cares About the Rock Hall.
Zing.
Anything else? Any live shows or anything?
This will
come out the week of your Comedy Central.
I'm at the Pottawatomie Casino in Milwaukee on November 9th.
Pottawatomie.
And specifically the comedy club inside the casino, which is called Bonkers.
Yes.
With a Z. You know it's with a Z.
I was just going to tell me Bonkers has a Z.
Pottawatomie sounds like an old drunk hobo saying, pardon me, like trying to.
Pottawatomie. Or it's an old British guy. Pottawatomie. Do you know? I could find it.
Pottawatomie. Well, that's your first 15 minutes, you know?
Takes the heat right off. Guaranteed laughs, right?
Pottawatomie.
They're like, boo, we love it. You're making fun of our treasure.
We're trying to honor the native people's contribution to this land.
You're being disrespectful.
That's just not Bonkers material.
That's always the kind of stuff they say at local casinos.
Here at Bonkers, do not settle for that type of insensitive comment.
Take that shit to the Sunset Strip. This is Bonkers.
Mr. Hollywood, you're in Bonkers now.
This is Bonk Country.
The G is silent. The David is boring.
The David is boring.
The Cool Guy Jokes is 87.
The Cool Guy Jokes was born in a year.
My man, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm just coming off a big birthday.
Yeah. Oh, when this drops.
No.
Wait, no, you're not.
No, I just
I was like, May.
It just felt funny to say.
Yeah. So someone else's birthday?
That is a funny thing.
It's just like a funny thing.
Coming off a big birthday.
Big, huge
birthday.
No, my birthday is Cinco de Mayo.
Baby got a big birthday.
Big birthday.
Yeah, your birthday's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, party baby.
Yeah.
That's why I love tequila.
You are a party baby.
I'm a party baby. I was like some people, like I'm like Bane of parties.
Yeah. I was born on a party.
Yeah.
I love tequila. You think tequila is your ally?
You have my permission to party.
Poo poo pee pee. I didn't have any good quotes. Didn't have any hot Bane quotes.
No, that worked. When in doubt, say poo poo pee pee. I think that's a good strategy.
That's your go-to.
Poo poo pee pee.
Poo poo pee pee. I'm a professional comedian.
Collective age of over 100 in here. You know.
So you've also got a Comedy Central half hour special where people can see more poo poo pee pee material.
You open and close with you open with poo poo and you close with pee pee. Right?
Guys, gotta understand the problem is in my head. I only want to say poo poo pee pee right now.
You really do think of yourself as a poo poo pee pee comedian.
Poo poo pee pee.
That's what I think is funny. Yes. Yeah. I got jokes about like. Adjusting to life or whatever. But
about the human condition or whatever the fuck.
But like in my heart, it's all poo poo pee pee.
Yeah. That's what the doctor said.
David, I hate to break it to you, but
your heart is entirely full of poo poo and are you sitting down, pee pee?
We also found some caca in there.
Oh man.
No reason to be concerned yet, but we do want to keep an eye on it.
He's flipping the chart. There's doo doo.
Your pee pee levels are off the charts. Don't get me started on your poo poo.
So
a poo poo sample, if you could.
You'll be opening for Eric Andre where exactly?
When this comes out, we are in Tampa, and we're in Miami and then Tampa this weekend.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, you know, EricAndreTour.com for that.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah. And, you know.
Look out for detox.
Look out for detox.
Look out for detox.
And, you know, poo poo pee pee milk milk lemonade.
Yeah. Around the corner.
New website?
Yeah.
AroundTheCorner.com.
You know, that little rhyme is like a, it would be like an advertisement for like a really fun like farm that you go, that does like a pumpkin patch. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like milk, milk, and then lemonade. And
around the corner, fun is made?
Around the corner, well, they make fudge. It's like a...
Oh, okay, they can literally make fudge.
We do make our own fudge here.
And then wait, it's not about your nipples, penis, and anus?
Well, it could be. It what I'm saying, it describes a very whimsical farm situation.
Yeah, like a small town.
Yeah,
like,
we do apple picking.
Come on
there.
Down to Tillamook, Oregon. Yeah. Milk, milk, lemonade, around the corner. Jesus, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to two pumpkin patches the other day.
That's in the same day. You don't think I'm doing that?
Was it a problem with the first one? What happened?
The second one had cider donuts. Oh, I'd never had a cider donut. So I went to a second location to get a dozen cider donuts.
How was it?
Amazing.
Yeah, it sounds great.
It was really good. First one had a maze. Had a dark maze, too. It was just a pitch black
dark maze
for kids.
Dude, they're just kind of fumbling around.
Did you pick a...
I picked a pumpkin,
Pickled peppers?
Did you pick a pumpkin?
Uh-huh.
At the patch?
Do you cut it off?
You get a Bert or an Ernie. What'd you do?
Which one's the flatter?
Ernie.
I got an Ernie.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to carve a skateboard into it, probably.
Righteous.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Pretty riveting stuff.
You fly down with it or what? Are you flying back up to do it?
Flying back up to do it?
You didn't fly down here with a pumpkin?
I didn't fly down here with a pumpkin.
Whack, dude.
I mean, I don't have a pumpkin case to put it in as I look over at the Emmy case.
Don't look at the Emmy.
I know I have a pumpkin in the Emmy
case.
Don't
look at the fucking Emmy. There's a pumpkin in there. I am Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish. I feel like I've done all of them at this point. Ease. Jewish Ease, the marijuana delivery app.
Have you done Jewish E-Trade?
No, fuck no. Well... That's just E-Trade, my friends. That's just...
Whoa!
No moniker necessary.
Hey.
All right. What are we at, Bonkers?
Jokes. Yes. Now that'll fly at Bonkers.
That'll fly at Bonkers.
That'll cook.
They will love it.
You throw that in the pan, you got a fajita going.
That dog will hunt. That dog will hunt all the way to Bonkers, my friend.
Absolutely. What do I got coming up? Nothing. It remains nothing. Watch The Late Late Show on CBS. Watch some other stuff on CBS.
Just keep an eye out. To CBS. You
know? It may be announced by this point, but if it's not,
just keep an eye out.
I'm going to kill David Letterman on live television.
Wow.
Yeah,
your childhood dream.
Yeah.
I saw it coming.
They say don't meet your heroes.
Don't kill your heroes.
They say that, but fucking November 14th. We are gathered here today.
Pee pee poo poo.
Not only to talk about pee pee poo poo or caca, if it gets there, but also.
Oh, it's going
to
go caca.
Yeah, we're getting there.
To draft the scariest fictional characters we can think of.
That we can think of now.
Yeah. There's probably others.
That occurred to us.
That occurred to us in the intervening time between deciding on a theme. This was, of course, suggested by the loyal Patreon members.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your Patreonage and for your wonderful idea.
Thank you.
Overwhelmingly voted this one.
It's pronounced Patronus.
Patronus. Now, the way we determine the order of the draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the three of you, and we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
I win.
Sean wins.
Yeah.
Because he's got the unique one. You move through rocks.
I saw two rocks and a scissor, and then I heard scissor one, and I almost walked out.
I mean,
it's just odd person.
I mean, in this world where everything's topsy turvy as it is, what with all the goings on?
I mean,
political and otherwise.
Political and otherwise.
You said it, brother.
I feel like two rocks and lose the scissors in this political climate, and you can't even say anything about it. Sean, you won. Congratulations, first of all.
Congratulations.
So proud,
wow. Incredible.
Thank you.
Incredible
Thank
work.
You.
Yeah, I
Thank
feel like
you.
The start of a big weekend
yeah,
for you.
I didn't think it was that great.
Yeah. Well, David's hating on it, but that's okay, man.
David's a hate motherfucker.
You know what I mean? You need the pot. That's us. You need the fire under it, too.
Yeah.
Now you make spaghetti.
Bubble, baby, bubble.
Yeah. What will the order... having won, what will the order of the draft be? But before you say what it is... I need to remind you, it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
That's a great question.
Snake. Well, it's kind of like if you have to go poo poo. If you go poo poo and then you afterwards you have to go pee pee, and you're like you think you're done going pee pee, But you do, you have a little more pee-pee left in there, so you do a little more pee-pee, and then you have to go poo-poo again. And
this
then,
really doesn't seem like a good explanation.
When you do when you do the poo-poo, you think you're done with the poo-poo, but you're like, there's a little more poo-poo in there. So you go poo-poo, and then you stand up, and you're like, before I leave the bathroom, I actually have to pee-pee again.
This is terrible. This is awful.
Realize this that is, you kind of have this to example, poo-poo again.
This example, one, doesn't apply, and... And two, doesn't make any sense because how can you poo-poo without also pee-peeing?
Depends on what part of the country you're from. It makes perfect sense.
It makes sense in Australia because the toilet
is the Coriolis effect.
Someone trying to poo-poo without pee-peeing is crazy.
What are you saying?
That's out of what you were suggesting.
Yeah.
That's out of control.
You're off your damn rocker. I spun off the planet, Joe.
I don't know what's going on.
You're straight bonkers.
I'm bonkers.
You're rip shit bonkers.
You're rip shit bonkers.
Right now.
Basically, if you rip shit bonkers. If you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round.
Yeah.
It's not all that rip shit
it comes
bonkers.
Back. So,
yeah.
Oh, man. But then the pee goes back into your wee-wee.
You have to suck the pee-pee back up.
My God.
Sean, with that in mind, what will the order of today's draft be?
David, Joe, myself, Ian.
Well, all right.
Hot corner. All right, here we go. Fantastic. So it goes David, Joe, Sean, Ian. With the first pick, David, you have it. But before you get to it, let's take a short break.
Okay.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Mack Weldon. Now, we are extremely outspoken for our love for Mack Weldon on this show. I can't get enough of it. I have... I think 7 pairs of Mack Weldon pants, all different colors. It's such a good way to dress comfortably, casually, but also very nice. I find that a lot of guys, they think to look nice, you can't also look comfortable. It is possible to do it though. Mack Weldon makes such good, comfortable, nice form-fitting clothing and performance fabrics for guys who just want to look and feel like they look nice. You know what I mean? Without sacrificing comfort. They have a full range of clothes. They never go out of style. Like I said, I have probably 7 pairs of pants. I have 3 pairs of the Ace sweatpants, which just fit perfectly. They honestly make you look like you're one of the models. The underwear I have, they're not just the skimpy ones that they go down your leg a little bit, which, you know, I'm old enough to admit I want that. I have a couple nice like stretchy t-shirts and the polo shirts. I'm telling you, the polo shirts are so nice to put on. You just feel like a professional golfer immediately, but you look cool, much unlike a lot of professional golfers. I'm telling you, I love them. And like I was saying, some people just want to look, you know, good and comfortable without calling attention to themselves. And that is exactly where Mack Weldon comes in. The performance fabric is breathy, but it doesn't look techie. You know, it doesn't have that like shine. You're not going to look like a high school football coach who's trying too hard. You're going to look exactly how you think you're going to look in your mind, like the Matrix, that residual self-image. That's what you're going to have. I'm telling you, I swear by it. Go poke around on the website. You will find something that you like. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com. You get 20% off your first order with the promo code ALLFANTASY. Again, that's MACWELDON.com, promo code all fantasy.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And we're back! David, you have the number one pick in the scariest fictional characters we could think of, All Fantasy Everything Draft. I'm now on the clock.
I've been scared of this man since I was a little boy, back when I used to poo-poo and pee-pee in my diapee.
Okay.
I was going to say, you
still do that. I hope you still do, but the
diapee.
You're
going to do that forever.
The diapee.
Yeah. I used to poo-poo and
back
pee-pee.
When I used to poo-poo and pee-pee, I've quit one. You'll find out later.
Oh, yeah, no, I haven't taken a dump since 08.
My God. I'm impressed.
Yeah, Obama's president?
Yeah. With the economy, my butthole went out of business.
I was like, it's not going to get any better than this. Cut my dumps off.
We're done.
The black guy won. Cut my dumps off.
Sew it up. Plug it.
The president did what?
Cut my dumps off is going to be my new catchphrase.
Cut my dumps off.
My stand-up. Yeah. My whole special is just cut my dumps off.
DJ. Cut my dumps off.
Cut my dumps off. Is that a Ferrari that looks like a zebra? Cut my dumps
now,
off.
Cut my dumps off.
Well, if that don't cut my dumps off.
Black well, if president, that just cut don't my dumps cut off. My dumps off.
Oy vey. So back when you were pee-peeing and poo-poo in a diaper.
In my diaper. Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. He scared the fuck out of me as a kid. When if he dies, he dies. Mm-hmm. And like when Rocky went to hit his hands and they were like iron. Remember that? And you're just, dude, that guy used to make my blood run cold.
Well, in Rocky, it seems like the toughest, and then put him next to Ivan, you're like, whoa.
And he's so tall, and he's just like
stoic, and
but also kind of beautiful.
Yeah, and he's dating a woman version of himself.
Yeah. I'm scared
of... Everyone's
dream.
So you know he's got the sauce?
Oh, yeah, no, my wife does. She doesn't dump either.
Neither one of them look like they've ever taken a shit in their life. It's all nutrients that go right into their body.
I think it's also something... deep down where I think I'm sort of afraid of beautiful men.
Yeah, he was a beautiful man.
But like in a scary way.
Yeah.
He looked like his whole shit just looked like...
Wait, he killed Apollo.
He was always angular and always wet.
Yeah, he
you
was
never
wet
didn't
that
see
whole,
a wet
and
Dolph
like
Lundgren.
You know how uncomfortable it is to always be wet in Russia?
So he's so mad.
Yeah.
So he's angry.
He's picking off frozen droplets of sweat.
Exactly, dude.
Just flicking them off constantly.
He punched through that computer, remember?
Yeah. Him punching that computer pad, I didn't know what any of the numbers meant, but I was like, oh shit, 800? 800 what? I had no idea.
He just did 800 on the Stairmaster.
800.
Cut my dumps off. That's a hard punch.
Just very, very, very softly. Cut my dumps off.
No, dude, Ivan Drago's a fantastic pick.
Cut my dumps off. Get me the president. Get me the president. Ivan Drago was scary, man.
He scared the shit out of me in that movie, man. And also because I didn't think anyone could kill Apollo.
Yeah. He did, though.
God.
And that's the thing. Ivan Drago
he was
made
shining
you...
bright right before he went, though.
Oh, Little in America?
Little man. I, as a boy, I remember watching it like, now that's boxing. If my dumps off, that's boxing.
If that shit happened 2 hours before my death... All right.
Yeah, I went out pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right.
I was hanging out with James Brown.
Yeah, wearing good American exit. Flag shorts.
Yeah.
You what know, a way to go.
Punched to death by a perfect looking man. A wet, perfect looking man.
A wet, perfect man. Yeah. Yeah, Ivan Drago.
I love it. It's
my very
first
good.
Great first pick. Joe, time for your first pick. Your first pick ever on AFE.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. And I'm going to go with a... character that I think was expertly designed to look scary, and that is the alien from Alien.
Oh, shit. My God. Oh, yeah, man.
Like,
talk about wet all the time.
Yes, right? So that's another one. So shiny, black. Wet.
Who was it? Geiger?
H.R. Geiger.
H.R.
Yeah.
Geiger designed it?
Yes. And yeah, that. Maybe the best scary design in cinema.
Oh, it's perfect. God. Its head is all long.
And I don't know how to say this and not sound gross, but like, it looked like that thing was going to fuck you somehow.
Yeah.
Right?
It had things that scary. Protruded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like to penetrate.
Yeah. Everything about it seemed like it was going to get up in you.
Yeah.
Like it was, like the death wouldn't be quick. Either.
Yeah.
No.
Was it laid eggs? Oh, it also laid eggs in you?
Oh, God.
Seriously. Remember the little face huggers?
Yeah.
They're little like, kids.
God. But they right. Sound like. They're coming.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. If you're listening to this in the dark at home alone, I'm sorry. Is that me or the face hugger? We don't know.
Oh, that might be ASMR.
Oh. Yeah, people might like that.
Or it could be like a VSCO girl. There we go.
Oh, Liger Girl.
That's not what that is.
Oh, Liger Girl. It's an inside joke.
Yeah, I don't get it. I certainly don't get it.
But the guy who used to be the in-arena announcer for the Los Angeles Lakers, this guy Lawrence Tanter, I think was his name. He would always be like, ladies and gentlemen, your Laker girl.
Ooh, that's
and
a
would
good
say it like yeah, that.
That's upsetting.
And so
you'd be like,
sounding.
You'd be watching it on TV and you'll hear it and you'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like your thing. Like, I feel wet in a bad way. Like,
yeah,
that kind of, yeah.
That's the bad way.
But they were so shiny and mm-hmm. like kind of like insects, which I think are one yeah. of the creatures we have the most natural fear of.
And that creature and that design, it like reminds you of so much stuff, but it is also completely new in a scary yeah. way. Ugh. And it's just like, it's like slobbering and it's got the teeth that you know would hurt.
Yeah, yeah, and a smaller mouth.
And it's an expert at fucking creeping around.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you never hear it. When it was like next to Ripley's face, remember that?
Oh my God.
Yeah. That shit is fucking scary.
Awful.
Oh yeah. And
I've heard they smell incredible.
Oh, like flowers.
Yeah, yeah, Rich.
That's all Old Spice body wash dripping off the whole time. All a bunch of Irish Spring. Was it the first one or the second one where the second mouth comes out? Or does that happen in both? Where they got like Ripley up against the wall and then like that little mouth or that little head comes out?
That's not what I'm talking about.
I think that's the first one.
Is that the first one?
I think it's right off the bat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what helped make them less scary is they put out a line of toys.
Yeah.
Like in the, I want to say in like the mid or early 90s. But they had the normal aliens, and then it being a toy company, they made a bunch of other ones, and then there was like a rhino shaped one that was like
on.
It was like looked like an H.R. Geiger-y alien design, yeah. but it was like a burnt orange rhino.
What?
And then there was like a praying mantis one too, because it was like, what are kids like? Other animals? It was like Beast Wars ass alien shit, and I got those, and I was like, well, none of it's scary now. Like,
yeah. None of it's either all of
now. None of it's
I'm
fucking
not scared
scary.
Of anything anymore.
There's a rhino one. Oh, walk headlong into a fire.
A rhino one, not canon. That's not canon.
It was not. It's not fucking canon, dude. Yep. Canon. Hell yeah, Alien. Excellent first pick, Sean Jordan. Time for yours.
The Terminator in the original Terminator movie.
Oh yeah,
was the first scariest one? Shit in the whole world to me. That scene in the police station, because it was just that nobody could do anything to him, and he was just going through. And I remember specifically as a kid when she's in the police station, I was like, what the, if that happened, what would you do? There's nowhere to go. Uh-huh. Bullets didn't do shit to him. He just killed everybody that he got in touch with. Absolutely terrifying to me.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. And I was just that age where I'm like, holy shit. What if, can that happen? Like, can there be something that can just not get put down by anything?
Like he keeps getting shot, but it's all good.
I remember being a kid thinking that about all kinds of movies where you're
dude,
like,
dude, he's
what?
Still like that. Like, I still like, watch
wait,
it to
wait,
this day.
Cut my dumps off. This guy is an alien robot.
Hold my calls. Cut my dumps off. What's going on?
No poo-poo, no pee-pee. Strictly business with the Terminator.
Yeah. And he, like, a human face that's emotionless.
Uh-huh. Oh,
also
yeah.
Very
and the
scary.
Level of ruthlessness, too. Like, when he just, like, would go to every Sarah... Spoiler alert for Terminators if you haven't seen it. Terminator. But he'd just go to everyone, Sarah Connor, and just murk. And I'm like,
yes.
Jesus. Nothing. No emotion.
Yeah, unpredictable.
Like stepping on a bug.
Yeah, he breaks into her house, and when he just tosses that dude around like a rag doll, fucking terrified me. I missed something. I was getting way too serious about the Terminator.
No, it's cool.
Here.
You just look. You do look shook.
Yeah, you're tearing up.
Yeah, scariest motherfucker.
That's fair,
ever.
Man.
Yeah,
that's a good pick, man.
Yeah,
man, that's a good pick.
It wasn't even on my list. I thought of it after you guys said yours
during good the story, alien huh? thing. Mm-hmm. That's great. A little behind the music on it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
A little pop-up video.
All that poo-poo pee-pee banter got the gears turning pretty hard.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You do. I do my best gear work when I'm poo poo pee pee.
That you do. I bet you do.
A lot of good gear work.
It's time for my first pick. And with my first pick, I'm going to go, and forgive me for this being a very, like, I read Slate pick or whatever, but, like, Anton Chigurh.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. You have nothing.
Is that a Slate pick?
I don't know.
Cold-blooded as
so
fuck that dude
was. He was killing people with a cattle prod. Or
plus with that hair. He's like Terminator, but with that haircut.
Well, and there's somebody who, like, doesn't fucking feel pain.
Yeah.
Or he's a real person who doesn't feel pain.
Anybody from the modern age who's down to look like a page from medieval times
looks like Buster Brown himself.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not someone you want to be around.
Little Lord Fauntleroy-ass motherfucker.
No, Anton Chigurh is terrifying.
Just fucking scary.
And his raw, also
in a sassy denim jacket.
Yeah, he looks
like,
good.
His principles too. He's like a man of principle. Where you're like, that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
When he flips the coin, just choose.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, well, for what? He goes, just choose, friendo. You're like, well, what the fuck is he gonna do? And then he doesn't kill him. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It really was no country for old.
Are you gonna kill me?
That depends. Did you see me?
Yeah, I saw you. I'm looking at you right now.
Someone has a code. You can't reason with a code.
No.
Set of rules that's been figured out.
Oh, yeah. You can't. They cut their dumps off years ago. They got a code.
What's that
like fucking pneumatic, like air gun ass thing?
Oh, right. That's fucking for killing cows, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Kind of sounds like it's got a silencer on it. Do you have any?
Wait, no, shit, I blew it.
No, that was good.
That was pretty good.
No, I got there it is.
That was great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Damn.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Take that, Rossell.
Y'all think I'm doing that?
If your girl only knew my man was over here making phaser sounds.
Y'all think I'm doing that shit for real? You think it's some other kind of shit going on over here?
Who is that?
Deep Rossell cut.
Yeah, dude.
I like it.
Y'all don't think I'm doing that shit?
No, yeah, man. That's an amazing pick. Anton Chigurh is terrifying.
Yeah, he's fucking scary. It'll kill anyone. Women, children. Women who are children.
Scary.
Children who are women.
Children who are women. Woody Harrelson. time for my second pick. And with my second pick, I'm going to take The Thing.
Okay.
From The Thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Wait. Just whatever that
I'm thinking
alien
of the Hulk.
No, not the Hulk.
No.
And not the... And not the thing from Fantastic Four.
John Carpenter.
The Thing.
Like John Carpenter.
Like Swamp.
No.
Also not Swamp Thing.
More closer to that.
It's Kurt, Wild Thing.
That old Kurt Russell.
You make a Wild Thing from Major League.
Yeah. Wild Things, the movie with Denise Richards.
Yeah.
I think we're all around the same age. We know.
Yeah, we know that scene.
That
was an important movie. That was an important film.
Never seen that whole movie.
Of course not.
Don't know what it's about.
Generation defining.
I think Florida boat culture, maybe.
Yeah, I also outed myself saying that Denise Richards was the lead in that movie. There's no way. It's just the one I'm focusing on.
Nowhere near.
For my purposes, she was the lead.
So they were figuring out best lead. Actress, best supporting actress. She probably was best actress, right? John Carpenter's The Thing. Have you seen it?
No.
Kurt Russell, it's so good.
Oh,
dude, it's so, especially this time of year.
Is it like,
season?
Is it a monster?
It's like an alien parasite.
Yeah.
That gets unfrozen from like the Arctic.
What are you talking
Antarctic
about the
shelf?
Movie with the guy from Billions?
Billions.
No, you're thinking of Dreamcatcher.
Okay.
Like, right.
You're all over the place.
Yeah, I'm like 0 for 6.
Shit.
You seriously?
Honestly, I got to cut my dumps and move forward.
No, because The Thing was like, you couldn't really peg down exactly what it was.
Oh, did you saw it?
Well, the thing was, it shape-shifted into people.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
It could do almost anything.
And so, like, if we knew The Thing was around and, like, we were talking right now, good chance... One of us is The Thing.
Is
That's
the
how
thing.
Good it is.
I'm scared just you saying that.
It could. Yeah. I'm outing myself.
Remember when I went outside for a second at the beginning of the podcast?
Oh my God. Yeah, we don't know. Ian could be The Thing.
I don't like this kid.
The real Ian is skinned hanging from a palm tree outside.
Yeah.
But that's the scary thing about The Thing is it could be someone you know.
It could be a dog. It could be anything.
It could be dogs.
And like, but when they start killing it, it starts doing these like fucked up mutations and stuff, right? Like,
yes.
When they start shooting at it, it goes all, and then like.
Yeah.
It's like screaming, and I bet a theater, it's October, some theater is going to be showing
somewhere
The Thing.
Especially here, for sure.
Yeah, like
I'll
the Vista.
I'll probably rent it and just watch it at the crib, to be quite
honest. Dude, it is well worth a watch.
It's good, bud.
It's
really good. And you watch the original. They remade it in 2011.
No, I don't want to.
You don't want to see Joel Edgerton and Mary Elizabeth Winstead dealing with it?
No, yeah. I don't want to.
You want the original movie, no women.
No
women. Not a, truly not a woman there in any frame of that movie.
There's no women in that movie?
No. Because it's a bunch of dudes who are kind of stranded in the Arctic.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are more Wilfords than there are women.
Yeah.
Because well, there's Wilford.
There's a Brimley in there.
I feel like I'm back out.
Wilford Brimley's in it. Keith David's in it.
No, I got to poo-poo pee-pee this.
Kurt Russell, dude. Well, Zach will watch it.
Zach loves Kurt Russell so much. He loves him.
He does. Well, who doesn't love Kurt Russell? He like especially Kurt Russell. Loves him.
I like Kurt
Sean,
Russell.
Time for your second pick.
I'm picking The Predator.
Oh,
I see.
Terrifying. Yeah. I was going to pick him, but you picked Alien, and I was like, it's too obvious right away.
Yeah.
So
right. I liked it when he fought Danny Glover.
Predator is also, when he takes his mask off in and the beginning.
That, you ugly son of a bitch.
It's so in his mouth, and he just flips out. He's so scary. And another one of those, like.
The horseshoe crab looking motherfucker?
Invincible, dude.
Yeah.
They couldn't do shit to him.
Well,
they did.
Yeah.
They got him.
My favorite part of that movie.
We got him.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is when that guy cut his chest open and it just killed him.
Yeah. Billy, right?
Yeah.
When he goes, I've never seen Billy. Or no, Billy's talking. He's like, I've never been scared of anything. I'm scared. You're like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Billy is scared and he's got a machete.
Billy?
You know?
Of all people?
Yeah, I think that was the. Ryan, wasn't that his name?
So far, who?
Billy, the dude who cuts himself with a machete.
Oh, I can't recall.
I've picked two Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
I cannot recall. Yeah. I was going to say either
that might be Commando.
Your picks have either been or fought Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is why I'm looking forward to you taking Phil Hartman later from Jingle All the Way.
That would be a twist.
I'll be choosing Turbo Man as my second pick.
Yeah, dude, the Predator is scary.
I'm just like those two specifically. I'm glad I got them because those, when I was a kid, for real scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I was just at the age where I actually was shook at both of them. Actually scared.
What do you think the Predator sounds like, dude? Here we go. I assume the microphone picked
pretty
that
legit.
Up. I think the microphone.
I hope the microphone picked that. Hold
it
on.
Did.
I like how you said afterwards that was pretty legit.
I wish you guys could see him.
Last time I did it, every time I do it, fucking David's like, dude, you shove the mic all in your mouth. I did spin on it. Sorry. Anyway.
It's just funny. But I know people have earbuds in mm-hmm. and they're hearing that wet ass noise.
Ooh. They are not liking what's happening to their body.
Yeah, yeah, you're the opposite of ASMR. You're BSMR.
My body.
Is that bad?
BDSMR.
Stop it, David.
With CMR.
Stop it, David.
I'm having a good time with my friends.
All right. Fair enough. Can't argue that.
All right, fine.
That's good. All right. Yeah,
I never thought about it like
point,
that.
Point, counterpoint. It's like watching Federer and Nadal in here.
Yeah,
it's like
dude,
watching
Predator.
Federer and Nadal in here, baby. Okay. It's like watching
making Baryshnikov look like Chomsky. Okay, babe.
No, I understand those references.
Yeah. Joe, time for your second pick.
Okay, I'm going to also go, like, I have to honor the things that scared me as a kid. I
for
feel
sure.
like that's important. And, like, the number one thing that scared me, I have not even seen this movie.
Whoa.
And it's probably because of, I would maybe watch it now just because it would be funny, but I was terrified of Chucky.
Oh, whoa. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Terrified.
Dude, I have a crazy story.
Please.
When my
has
mom,
nothing to do with Chucky.
No. When my mom came to America, the only American movie she had ever seen was Child's Play.
Wow.
What?
That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah. Whoa.
And she's like, yep, I'm going.
She told me that the other day. She was like one of the people from the Peace Corps like brought it to our village. And I was like, what was that like? And my mom was just like, it was awful.
those types of things shouldn't happen.
And then she was like, yeah, I'll come.
I don't know if I'd go to America if that was my only picture. Yeah.
My God.
That is gnarly.
It was awful.
I just watched the new one the other day.
Bride of Chucky?
No, that
like a reboot.
What is that serious? Yeah.
I feel like they've made 60 of those.
It's like Chucky has like an iPad component to him, right?
Kind of.
It's like digital, right? What is he? I haven't seen it. What is it?
Yeah. He just like AIs himself, like where he just, he knows your, there's a plugin right there. He knows, like, he remembers things, and he remembers, like, how you like your sandwiches, and he remembers what you like to do, and he kind of learns
Chucky's
your patterns.
Siri?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's a Siri component to Chucky now.
And there's a big part of the movie where Chucky is sticking up for the kid. And I don't know that I've ever seen the original Child's Play. So is that the premise in the original one?
I read the Wikipedia synopsis recently, and I believe the doll at first is fiercely loyal to the child, to the point of killing like an animal that like barks at him. I'm getting some details wrong.
Going on?
I believe so.
That's what's happening in the remake too. That's this new one. It's sticking up for the kid.
I thought it was like a old voodoo priest or something put his...
It is something I listen.
Like they were, I feel like
there's
I remember,
some voodoo, definitely.
Yeah, like they were chasing the cops were chasing this guy, and he like put his essence into the doll.
I think.
Well, that's a whole
yes,
different
you know
movie.
What that sounds right. That sounds right. Has anyone here seen Child's Play?
No, I've never seen.
I've
it.
I've seen the first one.
But it's been some time.
I believe it's something.
What
like
you're
that.
Describing makes sense, and I might be thinking. I also read the synopsis of the new one, so maybe I'm just thinking.
There's a lot of them too.
There is.
Yeah,
and
a whole bunch.
Got very silly.
Yeah,
I've seen Bride of Chucky, and I've seen the brand new one. I might have seen the original one.
Jennifer Tilly all up in there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Seed of Chucky, I believe, is
Seed of Chucky.
Chucky impregnates Jennifer
Seed
Tilly.
2.0 of Chucky starring Cody
Chesnutt.
Because
he gets all like wisecracky later on, right? Like, yeah.
I feel like he went like full leprechaun at the end.
Yeah.
Where it's just like he's rapping and you're like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, this, come on, what are we doing, Chucky?
But there was something scary about that and like dolls in general.
Yes.
They're like, they're always around.
I was very afraid of dummies.
Fucking unblinking
eyes. Oh, dummies.
Dummies.
Did you read the dummies Goosebumps?
Yes.
The Night of the Living.
That one. And there, when they did the TV show, they did like a Saturday morning TV show of Goosebumps. That episode, messed me up.
That's like an underrated TV theme.
What?
Like their theme song for the Goosebumps one. Goosebumps? It's like intense.
I was always afraid of Are You Afraid of the Dark? That intro.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember it was like the kid whispered like, Are you afraid of the dark?
Yeah.
And then they'd like blow the candle out. And I'm like, yeah.
I am now.
Yes. I'm afraid of the dark.
Except it was like
you
was,
got me.
It was
Nickelodeon
four, though, and it was like really bright outside.
Yeah, I was still.
Yeah,
right.
They'd be like they blow it out, and then there'd be like a glare from like the
on your
Japanese
tube TV
maple in your backyard.
You catch a glint of your Kool-Aid stained lip in the TV.
Oh, who's that? Oh yeah.
Tales from the Crypt had a really gnarly intro, scary intro.
Yeah,
you guys remember that or my tool? Am I
no, and he would.
I remember the show.
It would turn around, and he'd be like, looked like. What's his name? Doc Brown.
Looking like Doc Brown.
He did look like Doc Brown.
Yeah.
All right, so let's, cut it out.
Let's cut it out. Some of it, Chucky. Excellent pick. David, time for your second and third picks, as it is.
A Serpentine Draft.
Yeah, and your phone is still dead.
That's okay. I remember...
Some.
Your phone died?
Shut the fuck up, Sean. They don't need to know everything that's going on.
Oh, no, we got to paint a picture. In.
David's phone died.
David's phone died immediately.
David plugged his...
He watched his phone dying this whole time.
You've been holding your charger
in
for
fact,
an hour.
Did nothing.
He ate a sandwich when he should have been charging his phone.
There's an outlet right back. Here you could have even.
I've been watching you fiddle with your charger.
Hey, listen, man.
All now his phone is plugged into my laptop, which is also dying.
I love it,
bit by bit. But I got a plug right here.
The blind leading the blind.
I got the plug.
Now I can't remember the good ones that were on there. Okay.
Should we vamp?
No, this is good.
Vamp?
I'm still in it.
I'm downloading your picks onto my computer.
Oh,
I'm going to take them.
Patrick Bateman.
Good choice.
Yeah, because that guy
was on my list.
That guy seems like he would kill me and get away with it.
Of course.
When that's like, I don't think they would know that Patrick Bateman killed me.
Plus, he's got the money for good lawyers.
He's going to beat the case, dude.
You know what's crazy is later on, he played Patrick Batman.
That is crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Crazy?
Now, that is the type of top flight material that's going to bring you back to bunkers.
That's right.
I'm back in, baby. I'm back in bunkers.
Bunkers, breathing.
Can't keep me out of bunkers. I am bunkers.
But dude, Bateman's terrifying because he's real. I mean, anybody could do that. That's the scariest shit when you're like, this is just some dude who just kills people.
Yeah.
He's rich, which we covered, but like that is scarier because he has the resources to get shit done.
I mean, I would say scary even if he's not murdering.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, like, he was already a scary dude.
The vibe is just very unsettling.
I don't like it.
Right. Like if you were in a quiet room with him, there'd be a high-pitched ring just all the time. Just all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I have never seen American Psycho, oh, nor have I read the book, nor can I read.
I choose not to, but I'm right with you.
I need to watch it. I know it's on like the apps all the time.
Yeah, it's on the apps all the time.
What with the technology these days?
It's like not a movie you need to watch a bunch of times.
Yeah.
It's no pretty good, though.
Killer soundtrack.
Yeah, it's like the parts of it are like fun and funny.
Yeah. Reese Witherspoon sneaks in there.
That's right, like for a dinner scene,
she's,
right?
Yeah, she's one of his one of his gals. It's Chloe Savini's up in there.
Like Chloe.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Patrick Batman.
Next pick. Very
who does he kill in it? Just random people? Or is it women specifically? Is a serial killer?
No, he kills. Doesn't he kill a dude?
He kills a colleague because he starts putting on Huey Lewis. Yeah. It's hysterical. Because he's talking about how Huey Lewis to him is like high art. Me and like this guy, the guy's, I think it's Jared Leto. Jared Leto's like kind of, he's kind of drunk. And Patrick is putting on Hip to Be Square, and he's talking. He's waxing poetic about the this
I
beautiful
feel four
song
is their best work ever.
And he's he's putting on as he's doing this, just casually putting on what would you call
like
it?
A raincoat, like a raincoat.
Okay,
like preparing
stop
an
blood
axe,
from getting on.
And he's
shit.
Just kind of casually talking about. I really thought Huey came to his own when he did Hip to Be Square. He has an axe, and then he just fucking
murders him.
Yeah, it's incredible.
There's a part. There's this lady of the night, if you will, is running out of his apartment down the stairs, and he takes a chainsaw and just times it and drops it.
Yeah, drops it on the spiral staircase. It rules. This movie rules.
That movie is pretty tight.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You'd like it.
I'll watch
you.
It.
I know you.
I'll have a spectacular evening.
We got a Sunday coming up.
We do
I'll
have
tell
a Sunday coming up.
I have a feeling I'm not going to want to do shit.
Sake.
Watch along with American Psycho.
Pan Express. Awesome. American Psycho.
Pan Express.
The combination America's been waiting for. David, time for your third pick.
My
is your phone
pick?
On yet?
No, but I remember. It was my fifth pick, but it's the only one I can remember. So just know I knew I could get it in the fifth round, but I'm taking it in the third because my phone died. I would be remiss if I did not bring up the hit movie Belly and the female assassin who killed the Jamaican guy at the end. Scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, you could have got that later. That's awesome.
Yeah, I could have got it later, Sean.
But his hands are tied, Sean. His phone is dead, and he doesn't have a good memory.
I cut my dumps weeks ago, Sean. I told you that.
I love it. I like it.
There's something scary about somebody... Like the idea of somebody who's such a killer that it's like, we don't even fuck with her. It's just like a super specific, like, all right, go get her. But like, I don't want to do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also that Jamaican guy had killed everybody in his crib. And he was just yelling like, who want test me? Who want test me? I got the toughest, roughest, Ross Claw Jamaican. You want ramp with me? You want rump?
Man, I have not seen this movie. This sounds great, though.
You got to see Belly.
You want rump?
Who wants rump with me?
Who wants rump with me? And then she just like jumps off the stairwell behind him and slits his throat.
God damn,
she sure does.
Yeah, and
it's gnarly.
And she really, man, because I think I've gone over it a lot of times. When Belly came out, we had free cable.
Yeah.
Illegal cable. So we had free pay-per-view at the time. I watched Belly and Spawn when I was like 11 or whatever year that was.
Yeah.
Probably watched each of those movies 12 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really had an effect.
With Spawn Leguizamo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever ride a clown's big fat pony? That used to freak me out too.
Yeah, man. That movie was fucking scary at the time.
Yeah. Spawn? We probably should have not talked about it, huh?
We just watched Spawn Leguizamo in Two Wong Fu Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
I just watched him in Empire.
A fine film.
Empire, the movie, I like it.
Yeah. You know what I did not love was The Pest, but maybe I got to go back and watch it again.
John Leguizamo.
I bet your first instinct was correct.
Yeah, I don't think you're missing anything big there, but he knows what time it is.
Yeah, man, he's a cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, who won romp with me?
Excellent. The female assassin from Belly. Joe, time for your third pick.
Great. Have we only picked characters from movies so far?
I believe
we have.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Patrick Bateman is technically also from a book.
Correct.
Yeah. And so is Anton Chigurh.
But
we haven't read those.
I want to...
Oh, damn. My other ones were so much better.
You still got time, man.
You'll get them.
I'm going to pick someone who is from a TV show.
Okay.
Let's just kind of expand a little bit.
Shit.
And I'm picking Gustavo Fring.
Okay.
Oh,
from Breaking Bad.
Fuck yeah, sure. Dude.
Man, not a Breaking Bad. I haven't gotten into
That's
it
all right.
deep.
It's good, but...
Yeah, I mean, it has to be, clearly.
What's scary about him is that he is... cold-blooded killer, but no one knows it. He is known in the town as the friendly man who runs the chicken restaurant.
Uh-huh. The chicken restaurant. The nicest guy you could be.
He's
a philanthropist.
Yes, he gives a lot to charity. Yeah.
Really? And he seems like the most like straight-laced, like mm-hmm. buttoned, like...
It's Giancarlo Esposito who plays him.
Yeah.
And plays him perfectly.
He's very pleasant. Even when he's killing people, pretty pleasant.
And he will just, out of nowhere, box cutter your throat.
I like that. That is scary.
Yeah, it
is. Even when he... I mean, spoiler alert. At this point, skip ahead 30 seconds or a minute if you're going to watch Breaking Bad and you haven't. Do you want us? Are you okay with us?
Yeah, I'll forget.
You're not going to remember.
I don't know.
None of these details make any sense to
when
you.
When he dies, it's very scary, too.
Oh, my God.
Because he doesn't even really accept his death.
He doesn't.
He adjusts his tie and then falls over.
It's fucking so scary.
Is it the chickens kill him?
They revolt.
The chickens come back to kill him.
Did I crack Breaking Bad?
He gets killed by an eco-terrorist.
It was the chickens, guys. I knew that from episode one.
He threatens to kill Walter White's infant daughter in a very horrifying, scary moment.
Man.
Just being like, don't fuck with me. Because he basically runs the cartel.
Okay.
And he's like, if you fuck up again, he just starts listing the people he'll kill. And he's like, I'll kill your infant daughter.
Man.
And you know he would.
He will.
Yeah.
You know he would.
He has proven time and time again, especially to Walt, that like, listen, I it'll get done. I will do that if I have to.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it because I need you, but we both know that the second I don't need you,
you're
and
gone.
Also, you're still alive. If I kill your fucking kid, you're still here. Just have other shit like I can take away from you. Oh, it's scary thinking about it.
Horrifying.
Just got cold.
Yeah, dude, it's freezing in here.
I haven't seen El Camino yet. Have you watched it?
I have not watched it either. Yeah,
I did. You did, right?
Yeah.
I'd love to watch it.
It's cool because it's a truck and a car.
Yeah, yeah. It's a car with an empty hot tub as far as I'm concerned.
That's all I see.
I keep up with Better Call Saul, though, and there's like a lot of Gus Fring in Better Call Saul.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that. There's so many good things about it.
Is Better Call Saul like a parallel timeline?
It's before. Okay. It's a prequel series.
Okay.
And unlike most prequel things, it's great.
Prequels do tend to suck.
Yeah,
I don't know. The Star Wars ones.
Hey guys, no Jar Jar.
Please.
What about Jar Jar?
Jar Jar. Gus Fring.
I call him Jar Jar stinks.
Why is that?
He's poo poo pee pee.
Thank you.
You got your finger on the pulse, my friend.
Oh yeah.
Jordan, it's time for your third pick.
Going back to movies, I'm gonna pick Candyman.
Ooh, Candyman.
Motherfucker was terrifying.
I will still end up knocking the boots.
Uh huh. What?
You remember that song?
No.
Candyman, tell him the truth. We'll still end up knocking the boots.
The Candyman can.
We can take the sunshine.
You never heard of that song?
Sprinkle it for you.
I love you so. Never ever gonna let you go.
Yeah, that song. Once I get my hands on you.
Candyman, tell him the truth.
We're thinking of a different one.
We're thinking of different songs.
Yeah.
I have a crazy connection, which is that someone had a free ticket to them doing Willy Wonka at the Bowl, which is where it was very bizarre, and they would screen the movie, and then for the musical numbers, actors and singers would come out and perform the musical numbers. The actor who played Willy Wonka, does anyone know? John Stamos.
What?
Which was insane. But the actor who came out and sang the Candyman and was great at it, Giancarlo Esposito.
Really?
Oh, yes.
What the fuck was this?
Yeah.
Stamos is playing the chef in the live action Little Mermaid thing they're doing on ABC, where they do those musicals.
Yes. Yeah.
So can he sing? Does he have like an okay voice?
I think he has a Broadway background, but I saw no evidence of it at the Willy Wonka performance.
It did not rear its ugly head when I was watching.
I've never seen Candyman.
You never seen Candyman?
I haven't seen Candyman either.
Neither have I.
We're talking about Candyman, the horror movie, right?
What?
You say his name three times, right?
Yeah.
And
that's all I know about Candyman.
None of you have ever seen that?
No.
You've never seen that?
Wow.
What if at this point you were just kidding around? You're like, yeah, I've seen it.
No, I've totally seen it. I'm coming off a big
No, it's terrifying. So the Candyman is like, is it the Allstate guy? I think that's him.
Dennis Haysbert?
I don't know.
Not according to this. That guy has
a
huge breakdown.
I don't know. Just whoever plays Candyman is so
Have you seen Dennis
scary.
Haysbert's penis?
No, but they say it's like so big
when they film the commercials, they gotta like.
I heard this too from a separate person.
Yeah,
he's got like they gotta do reshoots because his big old hog's bonking against those khakis.
Yeah, talk about bonker. Him in?
Yeah, he's going bonker.
He's hog bonking in my khakis. Bonker.
Hog bonkers.
I'm out here hog bonking the khakis.
You know that's why I don't let you borrow my shit. You're always hog bonking in my khakis.
You know I wasn't in Candyman. I was out there hog bonking in my khakis.
Sorry about my bonker, everyone.
No, Tony, a guy named Tony Todd played Candyman.
So what is it? Give us the basis.
He was a guy who was murdered like 1800s or something by a bunch of fucking like Klan members or something. And then he was like somebody who would haunt, I think in Chicago, he would haunt like a neighborhood in Chicago. There was like an urban myth. He would go say Candyman three times in the mirror and then he would come and he would just murder you. There was a deeper purpose. I can't remember it, but he was terrifying. He had a meat hook type thing. And there were bees heavily involved. Like they would fly out of his mouth and shit.
Bees.
Crazy scary.
Seems like a fairly easy problem to avoid.
Just don't do it.
Don't say it.
It was funny.
Just say it twice.
Yeah.
And if you really want to say it twice.
Candyman.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
And then you just have to say another word first. Candyman, turpentine, Candyman.
Was
and
it five? Fine? I think it might have been five times.
I don't know why you're asking me.
Yeah,
I know. Also
I don't get it.
I know Bloody Mary's supposed to be three times.
Yeah, this might have been five times.
Well, that's even sillier.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of work to conjure this.
You have to say Giancarlo Esposito.
Oh, he does have a hook for a hand.
He was just scary as fuck, dude.
Takes place in Chicago, huh?
Very, very scary.
One of the highest crime rates.
Well, yeah.
Very scary.
Yeah. Apparently,
is it because of Candyman?
Is rebooting Candyman.
Oh.
Really? Damn, I bet that'll be dope.
Cabrini Green.
They're still going to end up knocking the boots. I'm going to look that song.
Somebody rocking, knocking the boots.
Time for my third and fourth picks, as it is, a Serpentine draft. With my third pick, I'm going to go to television as well. I'm going to take King Joffrey. That fucking psycho, scary-ass motherfucker.
You're right.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about
that. Oh, from Chernobyl?
From Game of Thrones. Just name all the HBO shows. I mean, that guy from Ballers.
Chernobyl Thrones. I'm taking The Rock from Ballers, dude.
He's on Teak from Ballers, dude.
Because I don't know where he can afford a football team. That's scary to me. Joffrey's just like, I mean, Joffrey's not scary where I'm like laying in bed like, I hope King Joffrey doesn't get
the level of power.
But like a fucking king and like a fucking vindictive psycho motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like. Killing her dad and putting it, spoiler alerts again. Like,
well,
I've only seen the one episode, and that was the last one. With
yeah.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was fun.
Yeah. I've seen zero.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't love fine magic. Program.
I feel that.
You know,
there's not really magic. I guess there's
kind of magic. Dragons are not magic.
I guess warging around.
And don't somebody told me the black guys don't have dicks in that show?
No.
Yeah, that's right.
What? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, they don't.
Oh, man. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, they don't. So what?
So why?
Uh-huh.
Why? There's also one white guy without a dick, and then later another one. So chill.
God. The women don't have dicks.
There's 5,000.
Very good point. Yeah. So you're in good
company.
Some
of the most powerful characters in it don't have dicks. God, it's not racist.
That show was woke, dude.
It's not, because like white guys too. There's like two white guys and then 10,000 black guys who don't have dicks, man. It's like fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fully above board.
Oh, boy. But yeah, Joffrey, basically, he's like a child king who's like an insanely vindictive,
lunatic,
cruel, like does like wild, cruel shit.
The whole,
whole universe is incestuous.
They're all incestuous. So yeah,
it's his parents are brother and sister.
It's like a tight show, dude.
Yeah. I'm back in.
The black guys don't have dicks, and everybody's banging their families.
They're the only ones who are.
Yeah,
you need to watch it all backwards though, since you've seen the last episode.
Yeah,
when you do break it down like that, it does seem like a very weird little program. All the nation got behind there for a minute.
Never heard anyone break it down like that. It's awesome.
So King Joffrey, with my next pick, I'm gonna go to books.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I could have. Yeah, I know. Well, a play. And then they made a movie of it, though, so we could go to the with Anthony Hopkins. This is I could have gotten the fifth round, but I really want to make sure I got it because it's one of the most evil, scary motherfucking things you could do. The character Titus Andronicus from William Shakespeare's Titus Andronicus, which other people know may know better as the plot line that South Park jacked for Scott Tenorman Must Die.
Oh, yeah, where they
everyone goes, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Where they cook him in
from
a chili.
The cartoon.
Basically, he invites Titus Andronicus, long story short, and I may be butchering certain elements of this, so forgive me, to all our Shakespearean scholars who listen to all fantasy everything. Many. He invites like his enemy, who's like the emperor or the king or something, like to a dinner.
Yeah.
And like the king brings his family. And he asks him, like, is it if a man rapes, is that not punishable by death? And the king is like, yes, indeed it is. And then one of the king's sons had like raped somebody, so he's like, oh, okay, and then kills him right in front of him.
Wow.
And then and they're like, what the fuck has been happening? And then he goes on this big soliloquy that includes revealing that the food that they've been eating was his two other kids. So, okay. Like, after they have this whole big meal.
Whoa.
And yeah, and it was like
that
a revenge
burger
thing.
Burger hits different when it's your son.
When it's your son, dude. So, like, they've been, like, eating.
You say it hits different?
Hits different.
Yeah, perfect.
So, it's like this fucking level where, like, oh, you killed my kid in front of me. And I feel like that's as fucked up as any of this can get. And then he's like, oh, by the way, you've just been eating your other kids. Like, the only
yeah,
way to.
That, you like wild. That hot dish?
The only. It's like the only way to heighten after killing
it's
someone's
Terrence.
Kid in front of him. It's Terrence.
No, that is really
fucking
scary.
Titus. Plus, his name is Titus Andronicus.
That is really scary.
Yeah.
Oh, it's when Cartman ate that kid in the chili.
Yeah, Scott Tenorman. Your teeth. Yeah, dude. Titus Andronicus. Shakespeare got they're fucking there's some other wicked ass characters.
I think this guy's a pretty good writer. Yeah,
Shakespeare was on one.
Bill Shakespeare. Yas, go off, queen. The original Lizzo was William Shakespeare.
He was in the zone.
Billy was in the zone for a minute, dude. Charting. Sean, time for your fourth pick.
I'm going Annie Wilkes from Misery.
Very good Ooh. Pick. Was Kathy on my Bizzle. List.
Man, she hobbled him.
Dude, that
shit was hard to watch.
I think crazy just freaks, like, it's so scary because you can't reason with like a lunatic like that where she's like, well, say whatever you want, but like you belong with me.
Yeah.
Sledgehammer to the ankles. Remember
and the
that
scariest
scene?
Thing was,
oh my God,
she
yeah.
wanted you to write more.
Yeah,
and that's God. Hard.
The scariest thing of all. Yeah. She wanted more productivity.
More writing. Why don't you break my legs?
Ooh, the yeah, scariest dude. Thing of all is that if any of us have an Annie Wilkes, she's listening right now.
Oh no. We'll keep making podcasts. Don't break our ankles, legs.
Yeah. I mean, I've already broken mine 7 times. Don't do it anymore.
Oh, you have? You know? Yeah.
It's crazy.
You do it with the hobble, right? You do it with the...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't...
I get upset sometimes.
Once every year to keep himself humble.
Yeah.
Hobbled, humble.
Hobble, humble.
Yeah, be hobbled.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Get hobbled.
Be hobbled.
Lay down. Get hobbled.
I might get See a little hobbled later. Who knows?
I'm fucking punch drunk.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to get rum drunk later. Let's not drink rum tonight.
It's so sweet.
Like
let's get rum and then,
get
and then rob that Del Taco.
I think they got a pretty good procedure in place if that Del Taco gets rubbed.
Yeah. Well, take it. Where the $68. I've never seen Misery either. Ooh,
really?
I need to watch some fucking films.
We watched 2 films yesterday. They were great.
We watched Good Time, which 3 films yesterday.
Did we?
Didn't we?
What's Good Time?
What was the
Good Time is the Safdie Brothers movie that they made with Robert Pattinson.
Fucking
oh,
good,
yeah.
Dude.
They're the people directed that Uncut Gems movie that's coming out.
With Sandler.
Very, very gnarly.
Oh, that
good
shit
time.
Looks good.
Which the looks rad. Yeah.
Sandler, Kevin Durant.
This
movie
is another
Kevin
A24 joint. Good Time is another one of those A24 joints just killing shit.
And Robert Pattinson in it playing like a like New York ass goon, dude. Mm-hmm. He's really good.
I like
yeah,
a
he
good
kills
goon.
It.
We were like, he's going to be the new Batman.
Mm-hmm. E40 calls himself a goon with the spoon.
Ooh, I'm a goon with a spoon. It was good. And then we watched that other fucking...
Cell Block.
I swear we watched another
Cell
one
Block
before
99.
That. Maybe we didn't, though.
Ooh, I think we did something before that. I can't remember.
I was baked. What's your excuse?
I was chilling.
I saw Misery recently on cable, and
really?
I was surprised at how campy it is.
Is it very campy?
Really?
It's extremely campy, and Kathy Bates won an Academy Award for that performance.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it is pretty over the top.
Was it a Stephen King book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it was, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
I could see that, especially the time it came out. I could see that.
I love Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
And she is horrifying in that. I mean, I'm assuming you're talking about the movie version. I mean, because obviously.
I don't read books.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah. God, what am I doing?
But yeah, really horrifying psychopath.
Yeah. Shit's terrifying.
Hate
and
it.
She pulled the wool over his eyes for quite some time, too, when he thought she was like helping him for a while. Mm-hmm. That, oh,
yeah.
That's so scary.
Oh, yeah. Because was he in a car accident?
Yes.
Yeah,
she takes him in.
She rescued him.
And like is it. "Quote unquote," nurturing him and back to health, and like helping him out and get back on his.
She was doing kind of a long con. On
oh, yeah. Long, yeah. Con.
Oh yeah. Long James con.
Long con.
James the long con. Who's this kid? Who's James Con's kid? Who's like
Scott?
Scott the con. Long con. Dude, the short con.
Entourage. Scott. He kills Entourage.
He's Scott Con. Is a also very specific spice.
Yeah.
They're not gone in 60 seconds.
Ocean's 11.
Ocean's
he's in all the Ocean's movies, yeah.
Whatever
there's a certain spice. There's dishes that call for Scott Conn,
mm-hmm.
and you pull them off the shelf, and you put a little Scott Conn in there, and it's like,
I need a sprinkle of buff douchebag.
Yes.
And City Blues wasn't done until they... Scott Conn.
Scott Conn.
Okay, yeah, let's throw him in there.
Yes. Now we've got a meal.
New Tweeter End Zone dance, use? You know?
You know this could use.
This team saying inappropriate things.
See, it's that some wild shit.
Joe, time for your fourth pick.
Great. I'm going with another one that really scared me as a kid. And it was part of a movie that I loved. But this one particular part was just... It messed me up. And it is... I believe his character is called... Judge Doom, Christopher Lloyd, and Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, yeah.
Yes! He was so scary.
Yes, God. That's such a good pick.
Oh, man, he was just ice and tunes.
Yeah.
He
murders
and then he
that
was a tune.
And then at the end, when he reveals that he's a tune, that part. I mean, he's scary throughout the whole movie, but especially at the end. Ooh.
And they dip him in that shit, right?
Yeah.
They dip him in that goo.
Well, do you remember when he puts his dip gloves on and then he finds that little tune, that little shoe.
The shoe.
And he just murders
begging
it.
Begging for mercy.
Murders it.
Those gloves were so scary.
Yeah.
Ooh. Some of that. You know, like they look like I guess they were red or something, but they look like alien. You know, the earlier pick a little bit.
Yeah, they were black, but the dip was red. So
that's
when you pull it out and it had dip all over, and you're like, that's just dead tune.
Yeah.
Ooh. That was icy, wasn't it? And then at the end, he sounds just like this. And his eyes pop out.
And eyes pop out. Oh, my God. The most horrifying thing.
How old were you when you realized that the cartoon version of fucking was patty cake? Because I was old.
Oh, yeah. I was.
When I figured out that she was cheating on him, that's like the worst thing.
32 years?
Yeah, I had just turned 35 when I found out.
Yeah.
Because the whole time I'm a kid, I'm like, who gives a fuck that she's playing patty cake? But then you're like, oh, that's the worst thing you can do to a tune. That's like sex.
Yes.
Wild.
It's a really nice analog for that. That movie's great. Oh, my God.
It's fucking scary. That was for kids, right? I mean,
I
don't think it was. Was it not? Was it for like tweens?
Oh, no.
Teens?
I mean, yeah.
It's a
for
book,
both.
Right?
It was, but I think when they made it a movie, they changed it quite a bit.
Another book.
The book is called Who Censored Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, it is a Disney movie. It is a kids movie. But
they got a ride at Disneyland.
They sure do. Yeah.
Roger Rabbit. Yeah. It's dark. He watched his wife cheat on him. That dude was murdering tunes all over the place. And it's, he found out that Eddie Valiant, that was the tune that killed his brother. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, dark. Ooh. Yeah, that dude is
that's
so
one of those
horrifying.
Like, that's one of those, the darkest that and like All Dogs Go to Heaven is also a very dark.
God, kid. I haven't seen that in a long time, but it.
Brave Little Toaster had some dark moments too.
Really?
Well, yeah.
What's Brave Little Toaster?
I heard somebody do a competitive erotic fan fiction. Got him.
It's going to be hard to re-enter the pageant without
a
face.
Go get the Emmy. Bring me the Emmy.
Get the Emmy.
Bring it to me. Judge Doom. Fuck yeah. David, time for your fourth and then final picks as it is a serpentine draft.
So my fourth pick is pretty easy. I've mentioned her on here a bunch of times about how I'm strangely drawn to her. But
Nicole.
Also,
Whitney Houston's real, dude.
but also scared
fictional.
Of her.
Yeah.
I'm picking the Borg Queen from Star Trek.
Oh, you
First
have
Contact.
Mentioned her on here before. Yeah.
She freaks me out.
I'm gonna
but also,
look this
I
up.
Think I like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the whole thing is like, join us and all your problems will be solved and you can be better than you ever are. But she's evil. But I want it. But I don't want it.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. I see the appeal.
Yeah. She freaks me the fuck out.
She's wet too.
She's wet.
Oh, she's
hot wet though.
Sopping.
Yeah. She's good wet. She's kind of slimy.
She's shiny. Slimy.
I've heard she's so many shiny.
Oh, that's right. Where they put her, where they put her spine into the bodysuit.
But then her body's hot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you could pick any body, you're going to pick a hot one, you know?
That's a good point.
Very good point.
Maybe a sturdy one. Maybe like a rugby player's body.
Sturdy, hot body. We get a, what do you got in the sturdy and hot section?
Like a hot rugby player.
What do you guys got for sturdy and hot?
Kind I want of a sturdy. That. I want a thick one. Also, cut the dumps off.
Yeah, I don't need a butthole in my body. Don't worry about it.
No, don't worry about it. I'll just fill it up. And then my final pick. That one's pretty straightforward.
For sure.
My final pick. He was only in a few episodes, but he scared the shit out of me. I'm going Brother Mazone from The Wire.
Oh,
that Muslim guy who like made the guy who made his own bullets and shit.
Yeah,
he was scary.
He must have been a later season than I made it to.
I think he was the season when they were beefing. So I think
season four?
Three or four.
Three was the stockyards, right?
No, two was.
Two was the, or not the
two
shipping
was the
yards.
Docks.
Three was with
three
Omar
was
and Wallace.
War. Four was the schools.
Yeah, so I missed
five
this one.
Was the newspaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like a Nation of Islam dude.
Yeah, he was scary, dude.
Yeah.
He was scary, man. Just like that idea of like to go back to the guy you were, the Gustavo guy, mm-hmm. just the idea of like a killer who is just so not a killer. You
not
know what
presenting
I mean?
As a killer.
Yeah, not yeah. presenting at all. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like he just, Brother Mazone just presented himself as a serious man. And then also, he will kill you.
He's in seasons 2 and 3. You must have seen him and you're just not remembering.
Yeah, then yeah. I have.
Oh, he
I
does
saw
start up
season
in
three.
Season two.
Yeah.
It was a long time. It was right when I moved to Portland. It's like 10 years ago is when I
yeah,
started
okay.
watching The Wire.
It's okay, man.
I'll watch Brother it. Mazone. I'll fucking watch The Wire.
Watch
right.
it.
Oh, it's fine.
I have not seen it either.
I don't care if you're here wearing a
Joe and I are going to watch The fucking Wire.
You guys watch The Wire.
You guys all watch Candyman.
I'll watch Misery. We're not going to watch Candyman, though. Just to
watch Candyman.
I'm probably, he's right. About
we're not, there's not a world
yeah,
where.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It's probably.
It's right not making the queue.
Where we are watching Candyman.
I got shit to do, man.
Find it for us, first of all. You know what I mean? You can't.
Yeah. Wow. We gave you an opportunity. You couldn't even find it for us. Wow. We tried.
Seriously.
Whatever, boys.
Luck unbelievable. Is opportunity meets preparation.
Unbelievable.
Joe, time for your final pick.
Final pick. So I think so far I've only picked characters who have murdered.
Yes.
And are murderous. And that obviously, that's the obvious choice
right.
when you're picking scary characters.
Right.
Is, you know, the potential to kill.
Yeah.
If you right? pick climate change, I'm leaving.
Climate change is real. That's not fiction.
Yeah,
that's not
real.
Fiction,
what are you
my friend.
About?
That's not fiction, my friend.
I mean, says y'all.
In order to pick it, I would have to think it's fiction, but also think it's scary.
Yeah.
It would be kind of an oxymoron, a contradiction. So anyway, I picked a character that I think is, that looks extremely scary, and I am scared of, but they're not from a horror movie, and it is the character Johnny, as portrayed by Tommy Wiseau in The Room.
Oh, sure.
Oh yeah. That's a very good pick.
Scary.
So scary. And you don't know his fucking background?
No.
You don't know what this dude's fucking
so many
deal
secrets.
Is.
Endless bank account. Just bottomless bank account.
Yeah, a bunch
account.
Of money.
So you look at the poster of The Room and you're like, is this a horror movie? Because it's his face. It's just his face.
He has an alien face.
And no, he's just an insanely scary looking normal guy who you don't know why he talks like that. You can't identify his accent. He's prone to having outbursts.
It wouldn't be surprising to find out he'd killed.
Yes.
Because everything's a half notch off and you're like, and it's like,
it's more than a half.
This
notch.
Is
well,
unsettling.
Yeah, I guess it's a notch and a half, but it's like that weird, like uncanny valley-ish sort of just like, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting like this?
Yeah.
Because you're a terrible actor, yeah. but like, yeah.
Right. Any scene could end with him snapping someone's neck and it would
yes.
make sense.
Beating
it
someone
be,
to death with a phone.
It wouldn't be out of place at all.
No, you'd be like, all right, that's kind of the vibe I was getting in this scene.
I saw
scene.
It
We saw, or I went to
we saw. It's screening. Pronounced we saw.
Tommy, we saw. I went to a screening of The Room with him at it and he
yeah.
did a
oh,
Q&A afterwards. He's fucking bad.
What was his Q&A? Q&A like?
He didn't answer questions at all. So someone would ask him a question and be like, oh, great question. And then he would just talk about whatever the fuck he was going to talk about for a few minutes.
How many belts was he wearing?
He had like, I think he just had two on, but they were hanging
just two.
Off.
I saw a picture where he was wearing like four.
Yeah, yeah. They were huge belts though. Like
oh,
real big.
Have you guys seen who's the Culkin from Succession?
Kieran.
Kieran. Have you seen him making like the press rounds?
No.
He wears so many bracelets.
Oh, and no.
Like,
really?
He's amazing in that show.
Oh, yeah.
He can wear as many bracelets as he wants. I'll go fucking buy bracelets
so
for
weird.
Him.
Weird.
But he wears so many bracelets.
You're
picturing an amount of bracelets, and it's maybe twice as many.
I was just thinking about this the other day. When do you find out that you're a bracelet guy?
I think after you get famous and live here. I don't know. I watched an interview with Tom Hardy last night, and he had about 30 bracelets on.
But there are so many wannabe those types with a lot of bracelets that you'll see around.
God,
so
weird.
There's a lot of pre-fame or never-fame bracelet people.
Oh, my God. That's too many bracelets.
Let's take a look at that.
Are you bonking my khakis right now?
No, Kieran, no.
Look how many bracelets
that
is.
Some of those aren't even bracelets. One of those is just a leather strap.
Yeah, man.
Oh, and he's aware of it. Look at that picture.
Oh, he rolls him up. Yeah.
Oh, God. This one right here.
You can barely see his arm.
Oh, see how many bracelets it is?
Oh, that's...
And he wears rings.
You got to show him that picture.
You don't even think about the rings because of how many bracelets there are.
No, come on, man.
We never even get to the rings.
That is
maybe that's what the bracelets are there, is to throw us off the rings. The real culprit.
Lord of the bracelets over there.
Oh, yeah, nice. Well, yeah.
That makes me dislike him. And I know it's superficial and not nice.
No, he's making that choice, though.
Yeah, that's a choice.
He's making that choice, and you can hate him for that choice.
Yeah, that's all.
It's a lot of bracelets.
I'm seeing other non-bracelet picks.
Those were earlier.
Yeah,
so he's not
changed.
Like addicted. He's not addicted to the Letts.
He might be now.
My God.
He loves his wifey. Johnny from The Room, excellent pick. Sean, your final pick?
I'm going to pick Joe Pesci from Casino, Nicky.
Because
he was just...
That dude...
Loose cannon.
He didn't give... Yeah, that's
he just
the thing.
Didn't
like,
give a, you don't even know what motivates him.
You just right. be wrong like, place, wrong time with that guy, and you're like, fuck, man, I guess today's not my day.
Yeah.
I guess he did some drugs, and I have to get killed for it now because somebody pissed him off a year ago.
Yeah, and he's on coke and he's thinking about
and he was thinking about it just now.
He had a bad memory.
So he's going to beat me with dice till I die.
Yeah. He's got an engine that's built to do one thing, hurt, and somebody to put some gas in it.
Yeah, he's just so ruthless and just doesn't give a shit. And it's so scary. When you meet people, like, because I've met a few in my life, I guess, where I'm just like, boy, I'm glad that I'm glad we know each other the right way.
Yeah.
Because if we didn't, bummer.
Yeah, like whenever you ever run across a guy and you're like, oh, you're a bad guy.
Yeah.
Couple.
Like
not
for
a ton,
real,
but a couple,
though.
And you're like, fuck. And I've met a couple on the other end too where I'm like, okay. And I just disassociate as quick as I can.
Yeah.
Whether it's at like a party or a bar or like a friend of a friend.
We got some of those dudes in our circle.
Yeah.
I mean, even like this dude Earl, who I went to school with back in the day, and like for some reason he liked me and thank God. But he would just beat people up in the bathroom because he was just like,
he's bored.
Because his dad wasn't around.
Yeah, probably.
We had a kid.
Also, one time he wore two different Nikes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
Was it like the way the kids do it where they were like, wait.
No, he beat people up like an adult.
Not like a, no, I got a bloody lip. You're like,
I look different. I'm going to take you to the boys' room and beat you like a man.
Like a man. It'll be it's the men's room now.
Yeah, dude, we got in a fight and then I had to move. So I'm different now.
Yeah, man, Nicky from Casino.
Shit's just terrifying to me. Just a loose cannon that really doesn't give a shit.
Stick it down
dude,
the
he
short
had no, and he held no loyalty at the end of the day. That dude was
that's
just,
the thing. He barely had a little bit of loyalty to Ace. Barely. When he's
kinda.
Just like, he's like, I really fucked up. Because she goes, I want you to kill him. He's like, know the guy 30 fucking years. I'm going to have him killed. So a tiny little bit of loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
But then that goes flying out the window because he tries to have him killed.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Crazy motherfucker.
Excellent pick.
Thank you, bud.
My final pick is going to be the Raptors from Jurassic Park.
God damn it!
Yeah.
I didn't pick it because I thought it would be stupid.
Those shits are scary.
Fuck.
They were fucking scary, man.
They were so scary.
It was 94. I was like 10, 11
oh,
when
dude.
I saw it. You know
when
what I mean?
When he takes
like,
that hook and rubs it across that fat kid's belly.
Oh my God.
Hot.
Boner patrol.
Yeah. I achieve.
I achieved.
I'm bonking in my khakis over here.
Sorry, my bonker's getting all
that's
stiff
a bonk.
Over here.
Ooh, that's a bonk.
Ooh, we bonking.
No, because another scary thing is somebody who doesn't know any better and they don't know any different. Like Alien.
They're
it's the same
to
way
hunt.
Where you're like, they ain't doing anything
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, there's no morality to kill you.
Yeah, they're not
open doors.
That's what they're supposed to do.
They can communicate like louder versions of the Predator.
Is that why you're always out here saying, clever girl?
Yeah.
Just kind of
makes sense now.
When
the
Postmates
driver knocks on the front door, but the food's in the back.
Clever girl.
That made me laugh and fart at the same time.
That, I wish more Postmates drivers would do shit like that. Yeah. He knocks, you come up, and he just goes, find it, and he runs away.
Clever girl.
Clever. And then you respect him. Clever
yeah.
girl.
Yeah, I get the game. Yeah, man, the Raptors in Jurassic Park.
Hell yeah. Scary as shit.
Yeah, they could talk.
Total classic. Yeah.
So that's the final pick of the draft. To recap, David, you went first. You took Ivan Drago, and then Patrick Bateman, the female assassin from Belly, the Borg Queen, and then Brother Muzon.
Yep.
Joe, you went second. You took the alien from Alien, Chucky, Gus Fring, Judge Doom, and then Johnny from The Room.
Yeah, dude.
Sean, you went third. You took the Terminator, the Predator, the Candyman, the Annie Wilkes, and Nikki from Casino. I went last and I took Anton Chigurh, The Thing, King Joffrey, Titus Andronicus, and the Raptors from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, dude.
We left some good ones on the board.
Carrie.
Hannibal Lecter was fucking scary.
Yep. Jack Torrance.
I had both Jack Torrance and the little girls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had Bane, Omar from The Wire.
Omar's good. Omar yeah. Common.
Ben Linus from Lost.
Oh, yeah. That dude was scary.
He was fucking very right. scary. Wow. Commodus from Gladiator.
Well, sure. That's Joaquin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slender Man.
Slender Man is very scary.
Tuco
just
from Breaking Bad.
The idea of Slender Man.
Tuco's, I thought it was Tuco.
So, the girl from The Ring, Samara.
Yeah. I had the girl from The Ring, yeah.
She's wet too.
She is terrifying.
Scary people are wet, dude.
That girl's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
The Ghostbusters 2 painting.
Yeah.
Vigo?
Vigo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shane when he gets like going to a wedding.
Shane Torres. Yeah, he looks like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I wrote down the T-1000. Yes. Which to me is maybe scarier than the original.
So that's
Terminator.
Kind of, I didn't want to say it, but that's what The Thing does when The Thing dies, is kind of what T-1000 did.
A little bit.
So I feel like they got that from The Thing where they're like, because he just shapeshifts and turns into liquid and fucking dies.
Here's a weird answer, but as a kid, I always found Big Bird to be pretty scary.
No, I can
I like
see
the
that.
Rest of them. I like Bert and Ernie. I love Snuffleupagus weirdly. I love Barkley, but Big Bird, I was always like, no.
You know who scared me?
Huh?
Bette Midler and Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Her specifically, the other two, Kathy and Jimmy and SJP, not so much.
Angelica Houston and the Witches of Eastwick scared me because turned into like a rat or something.
Yeah. Isn't that just the witches?
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also Mumra from Thundercats. I don't know if you guys remember Thundercats.
Of course.
Mumra, he has this crazy fit where he's like a tornado and turns from a mummy into like this crazy buff villain. It's really scary. It really scared the shit out of me.
The whole He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, I thought about cartoons.
Everything about that cartoon freaked me out.
The first thing I thought of was Sideshow Bob, but I mean, Sideshow Bob's funny. Sideshow Bob's
the
not actually
Bart.
Scary.
The.
But I wrote down Ma. Have you guys seen the movie?
I've seen Ma. Yet.
Was it good?
Ma's hysterical. Ma's
Is it
really
supposed
great.
To be funny?
I think so. Because I forget the dude, Scotty Landis or something. Who wrote on...
Oh, Scotty Landis wrote
it? He wrote Ma.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. I had no idea.
And it's Scotty good. Landis. And Octavia Spencer is great. She delivers like a Kathy Bates style performance as that character.
It looked like that's what they were shooting for.
Yeah. And she is scary. She's like unhinged. She makes one of the teens... At gunpoint, she makes one of the teens strip down naked. And then is like... He does it. And then she's like... just joking and then laughs. Oh. And where the best part is the teen goes, you fucking got me, Ma. That movie's great.
Then it ends with a Looney Tunes thing.
This girl wasn't a villain. Carol Ann from Poltergeist scared the shit out of me. Just the little girl from Poltergeist.
Sure. Yeah.
She wasn't supposed to be
is
scary.
She the They're Here girl?
Yeah.
They're here.
She wasn't a villain or anything. She was just a victim of circumstance, but she was terrifying.
Damn, isn't that true of all these characters, though?
That, you know.
Wow.
Predator landed here. It's not their fault.
The droogs from A Clockwork Orange.
Yo, they were fucking scary.
They're scary.
Just raping and hitting people with canes. Damn. Drinking milk.
A bit of the old
maybe drinking milk was the weirdest part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's sinister.
Didn't the milk have drugs in it, though?
All milk has drugs in it, David.
Yeah, dude.
Watch Zeitgeist.
It's called calcium.
plug in, dude, and then unplug, bro.
That's fair.
There were some characters I thought that I would be scared of if I was in the situation with them, but watching them is not scary. Like
yeah.
Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
you're when you're watching it, you're just like, oh, this rules. But if you were right. with that character, you would be scared shitless.
Like, yeah,
dude. I don't want to do that.
He killed the guy with a pen.
Yeah.
Why so serious? Why so serious?
You want to know why I got these scars? And you're like, oh, another story.
You guys,
Christ.
Are you guys doing Neil Hamburger?
Why?
So serious.
How did I get these scars?
I just have 7 gin and tonics just because. So this is part of the deal.
Oh, yeah. He drinks gin and tonics, right?
Armful of them.
G's
he brings
T's?
Like 7 up.
G&T's?
It's hilarious.
So funny.
You ever see, oh, my God.
Of course. I saw him at Eric Andre's birthday last year.
Oh, that's sick.
I was on a lot of mushrooms, dude.
That was the night we all got disconnected. Well, you guys got disconnected in a different way, but like we all, whatever. There was
I ended up in
there.
A cab hard tripping on mushrooms.
Yeah.
And I saw like, Playboy Cardi.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Similar
I don't
know experiences.
What I, did.
I saw a 3-faced person, and it was my Uber driver. anyway, we want to hear who you are. That I'll pick him. That was fictional. Actually, it wasn't scary at the time. I was because I was like, "You're on mushrooms."
Well, I think you guys had a really, if what I remember right, you guys had a really good conversation.
Well, in my head, we had a really
well,
good
right,
conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
What it probably was me going.
Glenda. Go ahead, Glenda.
It's the breakup's a good thing. we want to hear your scary fictional characters that you can think of. So hit us up, AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
We want to shout out to everyone on the Patreon. Thank you again. I know it sounds like it's a rote thing we say, but earnestly, we really do appreciate you so much.
Amazing. Yeah. It means the world.
That's, no, it's the best, dude.
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
How I eat food. So.
You know what the young Midwest is? Young and the bestest.
Sure is.
Sure.
Sure.
Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Thank you for holding us down. Shout out to super producer Marissa Melnick.
Marissa!
We love you, Marissa.
We love you, Marissa. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel. Shout out to St. Kelly Jordan. Recovering.
Got Halo on for 3 months, but
Halo. she's been playing Halo for 3 months, is what Sean just said.
She's doing that shit where she throws the grenade above your head and then shoots it.
Uh-huh. Legendary, dude.
A lot of that shit.
Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to fucking Captain Crunch.
Okay. Shout out to Count Chocula.
I thought of him for this list.
I
thought it'd
too.
Be a funny last thing to say, Count Chocula.
He's scary, dude. I mean, yeah. Hydrogenated fats and shit like that.
Shout out to Booberry.
Shout out to Booberry.
Oh, yeah.
Frankenberry.
Frankenberry.
The Fruit Brute.
Now the Fruit Brute.
Oh, gosh.
Unaffiliated, but shout out to that like ripped on steroids dude on the front of Big League Chew packets.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Power Team. Remember the Power Team?
No.
The religious people that did tons of steroids that would break ice and bend crowbars.
Oh, no,
You mean those guys who ripped?
It's so funny.
You mean those guys who ripped phone books?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Power Team.
Shout out to the Sioux Falls Crips, man. Yeah, absolutely.
they're fans.
No shots.
Fans.
Sioux whoop.
Oh, Doc, if I get beat up when I go home.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, that'd be better. Just making sure
and more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaklockity!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.